India, too, lost one of its own. 41-year-old mission specialist Kalpana Chawla became the first Indian-born woman in space when she made her first shuttle flight in 1997. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports on Indian reaction to her death.
Indians take special pride when one of their own makes good abroad. When the Columbia took off 2 weeks ago with an Indian-American on board, it was front-page news here. So it was no surprise that news of Kalpana's death, along with that of the six others, dominated the front pages of Indian newspapers this morning. "Kalpana's Columbia explodes," was the banner headline in one, the Indian Express. "India mourns woman who dared to dream big." Indian TV stations today devoted much of their programming to tributes to her. Kalpana Chawla's dreams began at an early age in Karnal, about 80 miles from the capital, New Delhi, where she attended the Tagore Bal Niketan School. Last night, about 300 children gathered at the school to celebrate the end of the Shuttle Columbia's trip. Instead, said Principal Rajan Lamba, a happy occasion turned into an atmosphere of shock and disbelief. The Indian-born astronaut's brother, Sanjay, was watching television when he heard the news. When you or one of yours is involved in such a profession, you have to be ready for this kind of thing, he said. It doesn't just happen to others, it happens to you too. But our relatives, our friends, and the people of Karnal are all sharing our grief. The astronaut's sister, Sunita Chowdhury, says Kalpana worked hard from the beginning to make her dream come true.
She was not from a well-off family. She did not have relatives abroad who could sponsor her when she went. She was doing it all on her own.
Chawla emigrated to the U.S. in the 1980s and became a U.S. citizen, eventually becoming an astronaut with NASA in 1994. But she never forgot her roots and encouraged others to share her dream. Each year, Kalpana Chawla would sponsor trips for students from her old school to Houston to visit NASA. One of the first students chosen for such a trip was Kamalika Chanda.
She thought that, you know, this is a very small way of just paying gratitude to her country and her school. And because there is a program that runs every year and where they invite about 30 students from all around the globe. And she definitely wanted somebody from her school, from her country, to also come and attend the workshop. And it was a very beautiful chance that she gave.
She was from a small town, the student says, and you know how it is in small towns. It's difficult for people to think beyond a regular life, a daily routine. These trips she organized, the student says, were a way for Kalpana Chawla to let us know we could afford to dream big too, and believe in ourselves and move forward. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, New Delhi.